Thank you, Chairman Martin, Chairwoman Williams, members of the committee. And I'd also like to thank my colleague, Senator Mastriano, for working together with me on this legislation. Senate Bill 210, as amended into Senate Bill 139, would require the Pennsylvania Department of Education to develop a model curriculum to assist school districts in providing instruction about the events of September 11th, 2001. September 11th of 2001 is undoubtedly one of the defining moments of contemporary U.S. and world history. Yet, despite the tremendous impact 9/11 has had on the lives of the American people, it was surprising to know that Pennsylvania's state academic standards for history, civics, and government do not make any mention of these terrorist attacks whatsoever. As a matter of fact, my initial interest in assuring that students were educated on this was when I spoke with the Marine Corps JROTC unit commander at the school district where I was on the school board. And he said that the first thing that the United States Marine Corps needs to instruct its recruits on is why they're going to war. So specifically, my legislation will require the Department of Education to create a model curriculum for the events and the significance of 9/11. The department will also be required to make the model curriculum and other existing resources regarding 9/11 available on its publicly accessible website for use by school districts. This legislation will not place an unfunded mandate on school entities to utilize these materials or incorporate this instruction into their existing curriculum. Rather, my bill will simply encourage instruction on the significance of the events of 9/11 by ensuring that these materials are available to school entities to use voluntarily. Given the continuing impact of that day on the lives of all Americans and the fact that today's high school seniors were not alive on that fateful morning, I believe it is of the utmost importance that our students grow up with an adequate understanding and respect for that day in our history. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.